Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Believe in K-Pop. This is your host, Anthea Isaac. Hope you're all doing great and staying safe. Well, this is a new week, so I'm sure you are all pumped up to start your work or studies. Whatever it might be, I'm just sending you all positive vibes. So may your week be blessed and happy. As for me, I know it's been a very long time. Well, I missed you guys and hope you missed me as well, because it's been a little tough to bring in guests. I'm really planning to bring in a lot of people in and to talk about some really fun stuff. So it's been quite a task to plan everything and make it happen. So I'm just still figuring out how to schedule them, and I'm promise that there is a lot of things coming ahead. So make sure to tune in every Monday and listen to me. We also have an episode with Brooke coming up. We actually filmed it a very long time ago. It's been almost a month. She even got two new jobs and her life is all updated, and whatever the comebacks we discussed have become old ones and we got new releases. So it might be an old conversation, but we did have some insightful talks on K-pop and how it's growing big and her life experiences with and without K-pop. So it was really such a fun conversation, and I'm really grateful that she had time to make it. So next week I will be posting the interview, and I hope you guys enjoy our talk as well. So for today, since it's been a very long time, I just wanted to say a hello and just wanted to check if you guys really missed me and update a little more about what I have been doing. And so that's what this episode is all about. So for now, I just completed my post-graduation. Yay! Yay! Yeah. So that's the guest who's going to come in just shouting from behind. Well, yeah, I finished my post-graduation. I am here looking forward to job opportunities while also preparing for an exam. And I am still writing. Yeah, of course, you guys know, like, I am a writer, so I tend to write, and I love writing. And of course, I love podcasting, and that's why I'm here. So I did some few reviews and there are interviews coming up, and so that has been some subtle work going ahead, and that's all I have. So let us just directly invite the guest. Today's guest is someone you already know, and someone with whom I have been living for almost 17 years, and I'm still wondering how I'm making it every day. So it's none other than my little sister, Andrea. So welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so it's been a very long time. We did a podcast episode together for Wavy, with Wavy being X-Men, so Wavy Men. It was quite a podcast episode. We were all hyped up and we were finding our own theories. I'm sure the listeners would have enjoyed it. And today I brought you here because I don't want to sound boring, because there have been episodes where I just talk, and even listening to it again makes me want to fall asleep. So today, in order to energize my listeners and make our episode less boring, I decided to invite you. So I have high hopes on you, my little sister.
Don't do that.
Okay, so how have you been doing? Like, how is your college? Now that I have finished my college, I have nothing to talk about it. But I think you can talk about it let us know what you have been doing and what are your favorite K-pop obsessions lately.
So college has been something. I started my second year recently, a few months ago. And second year has started and the assignments are kind of hard with the different systems that they're applying, and the complexity keeps increasing. I'm doing a science course. So it is nice, but the whole thing that it's online classes and that I just have to do assignments, I have no social interaction accompanied with my college struggles, makes it not nice. But I'm doing good. Recently, I've found ways to make it more interesting and it's getting better and better.
Yeah, that is really good to know. And for listeners, if you're new here, I am from India. So India is still under, not essentially locked down, but it's still under restrictions because we still have some cases going on. So we are restricted to stay at our homes. So colleges and schools are still closed.
Completely.
Yeah. So that's why my sister is staying at home and taking her classes. So what about K-pop? Like, how is it going on? What are your favorite releases recently?
Okay, K-pop is the only thing that's keeping me very occupied and happy and peaceful these days. So a few notable releases. I haven't been keeping up and listening to a lot of recent releases. The most recent one I received was Permission to Dance by BTS. And that was a very nice song. I didn't like it at the first listen, but as I kept listening to it, it was very catchy and it keeps playing on my head. Like, I wake up in the morning and it's like, oh, we don't need permission to dance in my head. And it's a good song. It keeps running in your head. And the tune is nice. It kind of want to makes you dance. So that's good. And because it was Taemin's birthday recently, I listened to a few of his B-sides. And that's been a very good experience. I like doing that.
Yeah, always revisiting our favorite songs and albums are definitely worth cherishing. Yeah. So as for me, guys, oh my God, my weeks are getting busier and busier with all the K-pop releases. Like, right now, I don't have any serious job to do, and I'm not ashamed to tell that. And I'm so into K-pop recently. I'm still following the same groups that I follow, but intensely following them. And I am really having a very good time with all the releases. Not to forget SF9's recent comeback. Of course, you know, I wouldn't miss it. Wow, they slayed it, dude. I mean, dudes or ladies. Wow, they were so good. It was definitely a new style. I'm not a big fan of this kind of very posh and elegant style, but somehow SF9, the one and only SF9, makes it happen. Like, they convince me to fall in love with whatever they bring, and I am super satisfied. And if you have been following me on my social media platforms, you would have understood that my last month was filled with, it is last month, I don't know when it was, but 2 p.m. oh my God, guys, I love 2PM so much. Like, I know they have been there. I did get to listen to some of their singles. I know Jungho. Like, I knew Jungho from the movie 20. I am a huge fan of Kim Woo Bin. So I watched that movie and I really liked Jungho's character. And he has been like this person I like from 2PM, but right now things have been wow, like a very big blast where I fell in love with all the six, and Jungho definitely became my bias, and there is Taekyeon being a bias wrecker, and Nikun trying to be the softest and the purest member, trying to like snatched my heart in a very soothing way, that it even snatching your heart doesn't disturb you. Does that even make sense? Okay. Well, you could have you could understand that how much I have been into those. I couldn't say boys, men. Oh my God, gentlemen, dude. Wow, they were so good, and I have officially become another unofficial promoter for another group, that is 2PM. So if you haven't checked their songs yet, please do. Oh my God, I recently even got to write a review on their album. The entire album is so good. Even if you're new to the group, if you listen to it, you might feel as if you have shared a very special bond with them. And songs like Two of Us Hold You really makes you feel special and comforts you, I can assure you. And for artists who have been with the group for 12 years and who have been waiting for this day for 5 years, wow, I am sure you must be in tears, still not being able to digest the fact that the group is back, because being a fangirl, that is one of the legit experience. And I think you guys really deserve a big shout out. And guys, you have been following a sexy bunch, please. I really appreciate you for your taste, and I respect you. Your idols, let us share your idols right now. Let us, you can definitely text me in my social media accounts if you are huge fans of 2PM, and please take me in. Please accept my application. I would definitely want to come into your community. I'm desperately searching people. Where are you hardest at? So please ping me, or if you are also new to the group, come on, let's go and apply and be selected in this community and be the hardest. Wow, the name itself gives you a self pride, being the hardest. So, oh my God, I am obsessed. I am crazy over 2PM, and I'm not regretting at all.
And I'm a witness to that.
Yeah.
And I witnessed all that craziness.
Yeah, so that is what it is. And Omega X have returned again. All the members are very well known, and they have come here for a second chance, which is actually very inspiring to a lot of people, because as we all know, being fans of K-pop, we know how uncertain this industry is, and despite hard work, it just have to click. And last year we did witness a lot of groups disbanding, and if you had listened to my episode with Sarah, we did discuss about a lot of groups getting disbanded and all that. And earlier this year, ENOI also got disbanded, and ENOI was a group that I was following, so it was quite very disheartening. Actually, they were really doing good, and they did come up with their first full-length album, which really had very good songs. And I was really expecting ENOI to make it huge, but unfortunately they decided to disband, and three of the members got into Omega X, and Omega X is strong, powerful, and it's just like the metaphor of Phoenix, like just burning down into ashes and rising again as a phoenix. That's how powerful their album was. I personally loved the album, so make sure to check it out. Of course, it's been a very long time since I made podcasts, so I have a lot of things to talk to you. And Just Be, they just made a debut, and they were really doing a great job bringing in a social message, talking about social message, EPX and TXT. Okay.
Yeah. So, oh my God. So I've never listened to TXT songs before this. And the recent song, I Know I Love You, was a masterpiece. I love the song so much. It's I don't know why, but something about the music, the instruments, the vocals of the members and the singer, then another singer. It mixed up so well, and I've never listened to just one single song that many times, I guess, in just one day. So I was like, that song is just totally a mood, a feeling, an emotion. Yeah, that's just it.
Yeah, so Just Be EPX. We have been listening to a lot of K-pop. So today, rather than just bluffing of what we are doing, we also decided, and like, since we just finished celebrating Taemin's 28th birthday and he is in the army, probably sobbing a little, but just we are here for him, of course, and he's definitely one of the legendary artists there. Most talented, hardworking. I might sound exaggerating, but that is true. Please, okay. So yeah, so Taemin, how do we know Taemin? Wow, it's been quite a wild ride. We knew him when I was doing school. How long was it?
5 to 6 years.
6 years? Because I did my college for 5 years. And I think 6 to 7 years. We know SHINee for 6 to 7 years. So... yeah, what are your thoughts?
Being new to K-pop, it's actually hard to fix on one single person. Like, it's hard to, like, starting liking K-pop is a very beautiful journey. Yes, it's very different. You don't know anything at all. You don't know who a vocalist, you don't know who a dancer is, you don't know who a maknae is. But we had that knowing journey with SHINee and EXO. And Taemin, I think, was my very first ever bias. Like, in any group at all. And I was obsessed. Mm-hmm. I really liked him with his long hair and, like, Lucifer and that times. So, like, liking Taemin and seeing him grow from that to being, like, to him creating his own art style, to him creating his own album so beautifully, amazing vocals and the songs, the dances, his own concepts. Like, it's very specific, it's very generic to Taemin. And, like, being with him along that journey was so beautiful. It's really heartwarming to see how much he has.
Definitely, yeah. Like, as most of the Shawls say, like, Taemin is baby, or baby Taemin, Uri baby. We have been there, but now I can't even utter that. You know, like, when I see him, the first word that comes to me is respect. Like, I don't know, you all should have known how much I adore Taemin and respect him for who he is. But this person, like, my ultimate groups, I have different groups, but as Andrea mentioned earlier, like, starting the journey and starting with a particular group, it is always special. It is dreamy, it is exciting, it is new, it is anxious but still comforting. It's quite a journey. And we were in our teens. I was in my late teens and she wasn't even a teen, right?
Very early.
Very early, yeah. So being a very teeny person, me, I was, like, more driven to their dance. And to be very honest, Taemin was not my first favorite from the group, because I really liked Minho, because, of course, I watched dramas and I walked in. So I'm a very loyal person, you people. Like, come on. I think most of us are. Like, we keep on adding biases, but we never leave anyone behind. So I was staying loyal to Minho, and I was like, oh, Minho is the person I know very well. He's our Minho. And then Ki was really slaying with his sassiness, the way I still remember the days of Amigo, where he wore the pink. Oh my God, Men in Pink, you know, like, if you're listening, if you want to steal my heart, please make sure to wear a pink dress, okay? Pink dress or pink outfit. Like, I love Pink. Oh my God, I love Pink so much. And Men in Pink really has that, you know, like men in suit or men with you know, like folded sleeves. Of course, those are sexy, but you know, like Men in Pink. Oh my God, you know, like the pink shirts and oh my God, anything pink. Pink sweaters, pink shirts, pink t-shirts, pink hoodies, whatever it is. Even just wrap yourself with a pink cloth, it looks so good. SF9 recently did come in pink and I cried. They performed Love Again. Actually, again, I'm straying off, but I really wanted to share this. Like, I remember falling for SF9 from the Now or Never era, and they wore pink to perform one of their B-sides, Different. They looked so good and they were like dala dala and laughing, playing. It was so such an amazing sight. And after 3 years, they're back with their pink outfits, and now they performed my very favorite B-side, and I am sure that it is also the member's favorite, Love Again. You know, like standing there holding the mic, looking at the camera, and oh my God, Dawon looked really cute, Chani was smiling, Taeyang was so handsome. Guys, do you agree or not? This era is Taeyang's era, right? Oh my God, Taeyang, oh my God, the world is talking about Taeyang. Do you know, like, this is Taeyang's world, that's what they say. Well, that man, oh my God. And Youngbin had solo stages where he performed his choreography, and I'm like, wow, guys, this,
we need that.
Yeah, we need Youngbin solos, and I'm really happy for the attention he got at during this comeback. So yeah, getting back to Taemin, oh my God, we have come a very long way. So but you know, like, Taemin became this very sweet person and very cute maknae, of course. That's how we all get introduced to Taemin. But as Andrea mentioned, looking at his growth, making you know, like doing greater achievements, like I am a person who actually takes a lot of inspirations from K-pop because I need it. So whenever I look into some idols or their life, I really take life lessons from their life very seriously, and I implement it in my life. And whenever I feel down, I tend to think about all their stories and motivate myself. So this is a very obsessive character of mine. And with Taemin, I still remember, whenever I feel down, I think about this, so I'm just sharing you. I still remember a funny moment video where I saw Taemin taking a high note. He was trying to sing in a concert and there were the rest of the members. And when, I think it must be Ki or Junghoon's part. It's been a very long time, so I don't remember it actually. But when he was trying to reach the high note, he kind of cracked and he couldn't sing properly. I'm not sure if it was really like if he wasn't really able to sing it or he was just pretending. I don't know. But it really looked real. And the members were kind of laughing and they were having a fun time, you know, like teasing their youngest member. And from that, from the person who didn't have a solo line in his debut single Replay to now holding on songs like Soldier, Heaven, oh my God, when you listen to Heaven, it kind of sends you chills, and the lyrics, it kind of makes you weak. Like, it's not weak, but it makes you want to be dependent on him. He looks all this mighty and so comforting that you really want to sit in his palm. Like, does that even make sense? But you feel so small and so tiny before him, and he is that this huge blanket that can cover you. I'm sorry, guys. I am a writer, and being a writer, writing a lot of words, defining stuff has made me talk like this. But still, you know, like that feeling, and Heaven and Sad Kids, Two Kids, the songs that are vocally dominant, they, oh my God, those are testimonies. And that's what it is. Like, a person who was known for his dance became an art itself, you know, like being a soul artist, establishing himself as the first soul artist from the group, and doing legendary stuff. Oh my God, he is personally a man that I really, really look up to. And I know you guys know how much I really want to interview him. And today I'm just letting you know the reason why I really want to do it, because I think his story is really special, and it also talks about being born with talents and then later also increasing or establishing your talents through hard work. So he had both of them, and that is one of the reasons why a lot of idols call him a role model. Even most of his senior idols aren't mentioned as role models, or their songs aren't covered. But Taemin has this grip on people because he loves what he's doing, ultimately. Again, a lesson for our lives. Like, if you really love what you're doing and if you're really passionate, I think the universe for people and for me, God, so if you put your 100% and love what you're doing and give it all, I think God just magically takes you up. So yeah, that's how amazing he is. Every day is Taemin's day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is God's day, but also Taemin's day. Yeah, we really miss him. So yeah, so I think we did talk about why we adore him. Do you want to add something, Andrea?
Because he is so adorable.
He's so adorable. Yeah, of course. Like, wow, Taemin's lives and stuff, it was such an amazing thing. So yeah, that's what makes us all admire him, and hope he comes back soon and gets all the love he has been missing all these days. I'm sure he's missing it already. But I really hope he returns. And of course, this is just another test of time. And this is like the history repeats for every K-pop group. So it isn't a very huge deal. But still, he kind of looked sad. So hope he finds comfort. And
hope he stays strong throughout.
Yeah.
And has that reassurance that we love him no matter what.
Yeah, Toffee wants it too. Our dog is here.
And wants to speak.
Wants to speak, but we can't let her talk. Yeah. With that being said, I decided to dedicate this episode for Taemin on his birthday. So we decided to compile our previous guests of Believe talking about Taemin or praising him for an artist he is. So you will be listening to us. Rakiel, Kari Mekonnen, producer Kari Mekonnen, and the duo Arcades, and journalist Stacey Nam talk about Taemin and definitely praise him. Of course, if you're talking about Taemin, there definitely needs to be a praising. So you guys will be listening to it. And on his birthday, I also decided to post a video. So the compilation of guests talking about Taemin is also on my YouTube channel. You can go to Anthea Isaac Talks, because it's all about me talking about a lot of stuff. So a new video is up on my YouTube channel. Do make sure to check it out. And I also pushed myself to write a feature on Taemin, handpicking 5 of his best singles with music videos that made a huge impact in the K-pop scene, that actually made idols go crazy, you know, like become a trend, and how Taemin defined himself in every single. So also make sure to check out the article. You can definitely find it in my social medias. I have been publishing it everywhere and talking about it. So do make sure to check them both. And hope you all have a very great week. And make sure to follow social media for Believe in K-pop. It's at Believe in K-pop. And as for me, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Anthea Isaac. Yeah, that's my name. And in Facebook, it's Anthea Dorothy Isaac. So you can follow me on all those social media platforms. Andrea, do you have something that where people can follow you?
Yeah, I am on Instagram. Yeah, mainly I'm on Instagram. So I am Avil Hopes there. A-V-I-L Hopes on Instagram. And Tumblr. If people have Tumblr, you can follow me on Tumblr.
Yeah, she's kind of making it very aesthetic with photography and art. And I'm sorry if you didn't listen to her a lot because I kept on talking. As you know, Antia likes talking, so I invited her, trying to be interesting, ended up having a monologue with myself, with her sitting next to me, rubbing Toffee's head. So, thanks for joining this episode. You did really contribute a lot.
Oh, thank you for having me. I enjoyed talking.
Yeah, guys, it was so fun. So, yeah, the rest is coming up, so make sure to listen to it. And again, have a great week. Don't ever forget to spread love and be loved. This is Anthea Isaac signing off. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't add that, though. I just end with me saying bye.
Like, I'm sorry, but when we were talking, I just started staring at Tame and Super M version and VAV album behind you.
Yes. Yes. I'm like, they're all there. Gang's all here. My sister has a ton more, but I've taken, obviously, you know, Kai. Kai's right there. She bought me for the holidays, she got me Kai's.
Oh, it's Kai, it's not Tame.
Yeah, it's Kai. It's my bias. It's my boy Kai.
So, and I like my ultimate is Taemin. So officially we can
Taemin,
Tae Kai.
Taemin, and well, first of all, Taemin and Kai are besties, so we're friends here. And second of all, he is just on another level with production of music videos and songs, and he's not afraid to go in a different direction. And when he came out with Idea, oh my God, we reacted to it, and Brooke didn't really know much about Taemin, and I was just floored. He's so talented. I really hope I get to see him perform live one day, because again, talk about a spectacle. He puts on a damn show, and I don't even know. I feel like I can't even blink. I feel like you would miss something if you blink. So you're just going to be like this for like 3 hours straight, but it's worth it.
Yes, exactly. Like I did mention this on the previous episode, but if someone related to Taemin is listening to it, like interviewing Taemin is my ultimate goal as a K-pop journalist. So please, you know, like if he's ready to give an interview for an India media, I'm here. Please.
I mean, you might have a good chance now that SHINee's comeback is happening. You never know.
And it was actually Ninos who sent us a message and said, hey guys, SM have said that they really like the song, and they're thinking about giving Taemin the track to see what he does with it. So we were like, oh, okay, cool. So that was basically, again, Ninos was our James when it came to Taemin. He sort of he helped us out and hooked us up. And I think after speaking to the guys at SM, they knew some of the stuff that we'd done anyway. So just, it was really nice to meet some new people and to work with some more people.
Well, I guess the cool guitar track just became one of the most heard special single of Taemin.
Yeah.
So how did you feel? That's exactly my next question. So when Taemin or the company announced that 2Kids is going to be part of the album, but it's going to be released, it's going to be a pre-released single, what were your reactions?
I remember actually seeing that he at one point was, I think it was on Twitter somewhere, someone had tweeted saying, oh, Taemin is in Paris. I think he was doing a Super-M gig?
Yeah.
They were doing a live show in Paris. And someone was saying, oh, Taemin's filming a music video in the streets of Paris. And I was like, oh, wow. So I went on YouTube and typed in Taemin Paris and then found videos of him like from, you know, at the airport and like tons of fans there all screaming for him and stuff. And then someone had uploaded like a 10-second clip of him dancing like on the Champs-Élysées or something. It was in Paris and I could hear really quietly. I turned my headphones up as loud as I could, but I could hear our song playing in the background. And that was like really, really exciting to know that there'd be a video for it, because we've never had a video made for our songs before. So that was super cool.
Yeah. Wow. This answer is totally unexpected. You know, like I never expected such an answer where you literally heard it in the background,
yeah.
Which is quite exciting.
Yeah.
We don't have much to do. Just
it was like a really small video and I didn't have many views and I would think like, oh, that this might get taken down. But I was just like, turned it right up as loud as I could. It's like, yeah, that's the song. It's going to be a video. That was really cool.
Yeah, it is. I agree. Yeah.
I think Taemin is amazing in the sense that he's obviously got his own solo thing and he's got Super-M and now Shiny are coming back. So he's busy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And he puts everything into everything, so you know, fair play. I think he's wicked. He's great.
Yeah.
Like he's also known as the three generation artist because he debuted in the second generation with Shiny, and during the third generation he made his solo debut, and in the fourth generation he's back with Super-M.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like the Peter Pan.
Yeah,
of course. Like, well, you mentioned Shiny. I'm a big fan of Shiny, and Taemin is like one of my favorite solo artists too. And yeah, like I said, EXO was like one of my big like gateways to K-pop in the first place. But to be honest, I'm actually like maybe a more fan of like the girl groups, like, you know, like Red Velvet and ITZY, for instance. Like they just like tick the box for me. Like, you know, badassy, quirky, cool music, and a lot of like girl power and attitude. That's just something for me that's like, okay, here we go.
Yeah. So Taemin, again, this is an old news for the viewers, but Taemin is my ultimate bias as a solo artist. So
That's a good one. I approve. This podcast is literally like officially the best one now.
Hope you get more music videos like this and more title tracks. And
yes,
who knows, soon. Like Taemin does Japanese too, so
Who knows?
Yeah. So
that would be a dream. Yeah.
Yeah. So there'll be one day when I can interview Taemin and you can produce for Taemin. So it's like Taemin Nation. It's right.
Oh my God. Right. Like I'm already too excited about that. Please make that happen.
Yeah. Let us manifest together in this episode.
Awesome.
This just strike my mind. Like if you ever get a chance to talk to the boys or interact with them, you should definitely talk to Eric. He's one among the members, and he's a huge fan of Taemin. So,
oh, nice, definitely. Yeah. He did most of the rap, right? If I'm
not exactly, like there's Songwoo and Eric. So
yeah.
Eric, did he do most of the raps? I don't know.
I'm not sure either.
Yeah.
I'm still like I said, I'm a noob with this like fanboying stuff. So I'm sorry if I don't remember everybody's name.
Okay. And Eric was the actual reason behind the boys choosing Taemin's Danger as the song to perform. Yeah.
So he has a good taste. That's for sure.
Definitely. He was mentioning how he has Taemin's picture as his wallpaper. And
oh my god, maybe I should copy that. I should maybe have that too.
So hopefully in the future we have an episode in Believe in K-pop where you, I, and Eric join together to talk about K-pop. And Taemin. Especially Taemin, definitely.
Oh my god, no, don't, like, again, don't get too excited. Just don't get too excited.
But you know, like, it's good to be excited, and it's good to manifest, you know, like, dream big, manifest. Like, it kind of gives you the dopamine to work harder and things, so.
You're correct, you're right, yeah.
I think that, you know, Taemin has two kind of, like, very different sides, right? One, which is, like, his professional, like, his artist. When you meet artists, there are some artists that you has worked really, really hard to get to where they are, and then they're so talented. Of course, Taemin is also very, very talented and has worked extremely hard to get to where he is, but he's one of those people where I'm like, he was born to do this. Like, this is his true calling. Like, it is in his, like, every cell of his body to be that beautiful performer that he is, you know? He is so passionate and so dedicated, and always striving to reach, like, that next, like, higher level, whatever that may be, right, for him. I think he's always, you know, when you're someone like Taemin, who basically is his own genre, and is someone that so many people look up to, I think any person at that point in time, but Taemin is always striving to do something new, striving to, you know, challenge himself, to experiment. And I think that's one of the things that's so beautiful and admirable about him as an artist. As a you know, it's interesting because, you know, he's, of course, younger than me. When he talks to me, you know, it's not so much like, let me share my life lessons with you. That's like when he talks to me kind of just like in side conversation, he's very like a sweet kid, you know, a little bit, you know, like very shy. He asked me a lot of questions, actually, you know, was very curious, like personality, not so much like life lessons or anything that I, you know, like he shared with me. In watching him, you can really see, like, wow, like, I'm so glad that there's an artist like this that's representing our industry, you know. And if anything, he really needs to be more known than he is, right? And I'm not just talking about in terms of like album sales or something like that, which of course those are great too, but for him, someone with his immense talent, just more people need to see him. More people is just like, it's not fair to people that don't know who he is yet, you know. So hopefully when he comes back from his military service, you know, we'll really have a time where there is a Taemin world. I can't wait to see that happen.
Yeah, like, we would love to have him in India as well.
And my personality in general, I cannot hide things, right? So for example, like, I love Taemin, right? I absolutely adore him. The person that knows the most how much I adore him is Taemin himself. He knows. He knows. I mean, I tell him all the time, like, all of his managers know, like all of Shiny knows, like, it's like not, you know, it's not new, like, Changmin knows, everyone knows. But for me, it was like, I think, like, for them, they're like, oh my gosh, there is this person that's out there in this space that's like, you know, that admires me, or that, you know, that likes me and like my art and what I do. And I think that they think that's cool, right? I think as long as you're not psychotic about it, there's nothing wrong with like hiding it. Honestly, every media personality will have those people that they feel more of a connection to, right? Some might be hardcore, like a huge fan, like how I am of Taemin. It might be less, but
I think if you try and deny that part, I think you're just being fake, and I don't really like that. So for me personally, like, it's fine.
So speaking of fangirl, and I think we are here to talk about someone, and we already gave some hints to our listeners. So we are here to talk about Taemin and his recent album. So I already saw you screaming about the album, and we all were. So how was your feeling like when you saw the music video? I'm still puzzled. Like, I was trying to write an interview, review, and I couldn't guess anything. Like, the theories were so hard, and when the fans were writing stuff, I was like, what in the world? So I'm still in the 0%. So if you have any idea about the theories, please spill the tea, but also share how you felt.
Honestly, like, I haven't had, like, I definitely watched the video, I think, too many times. I think I've watched it too many times. I think I need to stop watching it because I've watched it too many times. I haven't really, like, honestly, like, had the time to actually really think about, like, what the symbolism or, you know, things like that, that are present in the video. For me, whenever I watched, I was just like, you know, when I think, you know, because Taemin is an artist that has, every time he releases music, right, you're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. This is only something Taemin can do. Like, how can he outdo himself? I think only Taemin can outdo Taemin, right? But then when he came out with this song, I was like, oh my gosh, once again, he's done something that no one else can. And he does it so flawlessly and so beautifully, you know, that I'm just like always in awe of him as an artist and how he always manages to do something that will make everyone collectively like jaw drop and be like, what? That he's managed to do that again. So, and of course, like the songs in the album, oh my gosh, so beautiful. Like, I mean, Strings, I love Strings so much. Like Sad Kids, I love so much. I forgot the title, but yeah, the duet that he did with Tan, oh my God, their voices are so beautiful together. Like, I know that he was so busy, right? Because preparing, like, they had Shiny had an album and then they're repackaged. And then, of course, Taemin, you know, whatever, like, Japanese promotions that he's trying to do before he lists. Like, I know he had no time, but to be able to create something of this magnitude in the limited time that he had, I think also just speaks volumes to what kind of, you know, artist he is.
Exactly.
I think for me, I was just like, wow, like he, because, you know, Taemin in his V Lives and stuff, kind of like serious, but also joking. But he's like, you can't cheat on me. Don't go anywhere while I'm gone. And I'm like, wow, he really dropped that video to be like, can't forget me. You know what I mean? Like, he leaving his mark before he goes. So, yeah.
Yeah, true. I really had tears. Like, many of my listeners actually know it, but I'm just telling you because I Taemin is like the ultimate artist that I really want to interview as a journalist, like the ultimate goal that like you have it. And after that happens, I'm really happy in closing my eyes and bidding a goodbye to the world. So, I don't know, like I just take this 2 years as a period that is given to me to do amazing stuff as well. So my first step is interviewing someone who is a big fan of Taemin and also knows Taemin so well. So thank you for joining.
Yeah. No, I mean, Taemin is like, he's a great person. You know, I mean, he, of course, a beautiful, like magnificent artist. I think one of the best of our generation. But yeah, he's exceptional, right? But I think what makes him so much more special is that as a person, he has a really beautiful heart, you know, and I think that's very evident, you know, for anyone. I mean, of course, I've, you know, worked with him, you know, many times and I've been able to see it, but I know that fans can see it too, like whether it's in his V Lives. Like, no matter, like, you can see it in his eyes, like, the sincerity in how he talks. He really means what he says. So you have chosen a really good person to have your ultimate wish interview with.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.